Welcome to the Morning Grind. It's 7:04 in St. Louis, 68 degrees, awfully foggy out there. Heads up, boys and girls. Tim McKernan with you. Producer Joe is in studio, but Ann Carroll of KMOV-TV and the King, Carpe Diem,
Carpe Diem,
will be in studio as well because Martin is vacationing in the Hamptons. They're having Pride Weekend. And the cat is with the Cardinals in Washington as they take on the Nationals at RFK for the first time ever. So producer Joe is with me. Ann's going to be in here shortly. She is, I guess, running late, or you didn't book her. And actually, I kind of bet on the latter.
Really?
Yes.
No, really. I talked to her 2 days in a row.
What are you doing? I mean, how many times does it take to book somebody?
Well, I confirmed yesterday.
Really? So look at you.
I followed up. Did the follow-up.
I tipped my cap. Now, before we get underway with the exit poll, I got the exit poll together. And what do you think of this exit poll? I think it's pretty good.
I enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
I really do.
I think I am responsible for the best exit polls, not the cat. I think Martin's hyping the cat because he's envious of how wonderful I am.
And there's nothing in here about baloney or PBJ. Nothing about that.
I don't get off on that stuff.
No?
I get off on other things very easily.
Gay porn.
Thank you.
Hello.
But before we reveal the Highland Homes exit poll for Friday, August the 26th, and you will be able to vote and discuss the exit poll at InsideSTL.com, before I send it to CBEC, where you can put it on the front page of InsideSTL.com, we need to come up with a would you. And some of our friends on InsideSTL.com have suggested people or situations in a would you. But I need help from the listeners, and this is your chance to dictate who the would you is for this Friday. It's a powerful position to have. So call in right now, 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, or toll free at 866-326-0590, and suggest the would ya for this Friday. Who do you have, producer Joe? What would you go with?
I like the idea of Pam Anderson with the idea that you will contract hepatitis, guaranteed. But I'd like to go a little bit different and just pick a random girl and just pick a random STD.
So you're saying...
So go with someone really, really hot and then say you're going to get herpes.
Okay. You're saying... That's an interesting...
Angelina Jolie plus herpes. Would you? Valtrex is apparently a wonderful drug.
Your thought process with Pam Anderson was, yes.
No.
But you know going in...
I wouldn't take hepatitis on.
Really? But
no.
You take herpes.
I'd take Angelina Jolie plus a lifetime supply of Valtrex.
Here, let me go to and see what the fan sports here have. I'll start off with Jeff. Jeff, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff. Who's your suggestion?
Actually, this is Kevin. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's doing? I'm sorry I messed up.
That's all right, man. Love the show, man. I'll forgive you.
God bless. Who would you go with?
Hey, what do you think about keeping the mystery alive and doing a chicken legs Mrs. Rudy, would you?
Just based on the fact that she's married to him, I'm saying that I probably wouldn't.
Oh, well, you can't let that stand in the way of a would you?
Yes. Yeah, actually, in that situation, you can't. I wonder who Rudy's would you would be. I think Rudy would probably be an affirmative to just about anybody. Yeah. Mike, 590 The Fan, who would you go with for the would you? Mike!
Hey, sorry, this is Mike. I would say Britney Spears pregnant.
All right, I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would.
I would, too.
I would. 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll free 866-326-0590. So you're trying to put the disclaimer on.
Would you take a disease to be with a really hot girl?
Oh, boy. It's a different spin on the thing. It's actually not a bad idea. It's startling since it came from you.
And you find Angelina Jolie very, very attractive.
Boy, I don't know.
Is there a line you would cross? Would you say, I'd take gonorrhea?
Which one is that? What does that do to you?
I don't know. But I remember it from 7th grade sex ed class.
Yeah, obviously, since you don't know.
Interesting.
Thanks, Chops. All right. Let's do it that way. I don't know. I think it might be an overwhelming no if we go that route.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
And we got it. We can't just say Angelina Jolie if you contract an STD.
We got to pick
one because
herpes.
Then it makes more.
It's not going away. You can suppress it.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's like the Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah, it's not going away.
I don't know if our audience, being probably on the more conservative end, due to the fact we're in St. Louis, even though obviously our audience is a little more liberal and younger, I don't know if our audience is overwhelmingly infatuated with Angelina Jolie like you and I are.
Mm. So do we pick a different girl?
That's what I'm saying.
But the gift that keeps on giving is staying along with whatever hot girl we pick.
If you are insistent on herpes, I will.
I say that's the play. Don't give them AIDS because you're going to die. But you take herpes. It's not going to kill you.
Mark, 590 the fan.
Hello? Mark?
What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. What do you got?
How about a Bruce Willis X and Seymour Butts X, Alicia Glass?
Wow, very nice. Very obscure reference. Of course, I would get that. And I know who she is, and I would definitely say it. That's not even like a challenge. I might put her in my top 20. She gets after it.
What about Chloe?
The dead one?
No, the one that's alive. Redheaded Chloe.
Yeah, I'd do it, but I wouldn't be all that excited about it. Michael, 590 the fan, morning grind.
Jessica Alba and HPV, would ya?
What's HPV?
Warts.
Human papillomavirus.
Thank
genital wart.
You. I kind of like, I'm going to switch it up to HPV, genital warts.
You feel better about saying that?
Than herpes for the next 3 hours.
We'll call it the gift that keeps on giving.
You can get rid of genital warts, though, can't you?
I don't know.
Taylor, 590 the fan, morning grind.
Yeah, cheers, Kirstie Alley, and fat actress Kirstie Alley. You have to get through one to get to the other.
It's not a bad play. So you got to do the
you got to do the fat one to get to the good-looking one.
All right. Brian, 590 the fan, morning grind.
Charlize Theron, anything short of AIDS.
I like that, Charlize Theron. What's Ann Carroll doing? She's calling into the show. Didn't you book her?
I did.
Why is she calling in? What's she on right now?
Line one.
Can I put her on here?
Yep.
All right. So she's on line one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ann. What's doing?
To me, am I coming in to talk? Would you?
That's part of the exit poll. That's part of the fun and games.
We got to give her the rest of the questions.
We're going to have to change things up a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, with all due respect, it's my program.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, as you probably know, it's a little foggy out here.
It is. Well, you take
and
your
I'm
time.
And I'm not talking about me after a night out. I'm talking about the...
Were you out last night?
Is that material?
I think she was out last night.
No, I'm just saying, and I'm rolling in a little bit late, happy to hear that Kevin will be joining me. He's on his way as well, so we're on our way, but it's foggy out here.
You're not on your way together with Kevin, are you?
No.
Sure sounds like it, I'll be honest with you.
I gotta watch what I say starting now.
I was out with the King last night until about 10:30, and I don't know what he did last night after I left.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Where are you right now, Ann? So all the fan sports can stop you.
I'm getting on 270.
Oh, you're really far away.
I know. I'm running a little late. I'm not used to these track-a-dawn mornings.
I understand. That's fine. Take your time. Don't rush. All right, Ann. Do you have a would you for us?
What's that?
Do you have any idea on this would-you debacle that we have?
You know what? I'm going to listen as I come in and think about it.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
I know. It's Ann Carroll, KMOV-TV. She's going to be in studio with me and producer Joe and Kevin Slayton here shortly. A lot of people couldn't answer the bell this morning. I got up at 4:45, baby. Keep this body tight for these bitches.
Yeah, I was here on time today, too.
Nobody cares about that. Yeah, Mark, 590 the fan, morning grind.
Good morning. I got two for you.
Okay.
One, I got Crystal Steele.
Ha! Of course I'd do Crystal Steel.
Ding, ding, ding.
For anything. And then I got another one for you. Kevin Slayton digging to Ann Carroll.
Kevin Slayton digging Ann Carroll.
To get to Ann Carroll.
Oh.
Next.
Thank you.
All right, why don't we give him the rest of the
exit poll? I mean, that's an obvious yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about this during the break, and we've got you've got some really good stuff.
All right, let me release, and for the record, you can go to InsideSTL.com, basically the satellite website of the Morning Grind. And we will have the exit poll on there for you. I'm going to email it to my guy, my partner in this thing, Matt Seebeck, and he's going to put it up there. Here is the exit poll for Friday, August 26th. I came up with it, and so it's good. There's no ham or salami, peanut butter, jelly, any of that crap. This is the real deal, Holyfield. Now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Number one, who is the greatest manager in the history of the Cardinal organization? Now, we give you three options, but you can come up with whoever you want. Tony La Russa, this is in honor of him passing Sparky Anderson last night on the third all-time managerial victory list. Whitey Herzog or Red Shandy. So La Russa's record is 875-663 with the Cardinals. That's a winning percentage of 552. No world championships. Whitey Herzog, record of 822-728, winning percentage of 530. And then Red Shandy's 1,041-955, a winning percentage of 522. Third on the winning percentage list. Number one, however, on the all-time Cardinal wins list. Whitey and Red both won a world championship with the Cardinals. La Russa is yet to. You vote on who is the greatest manager in the history of the Cardinals. Producer Joe, who do you think is going to win this?
TLR. No, win it.
What do you think I was asking?
No, I was going with my answer first. Okay. I'm going to go Whitey's going to win.
You think Whitey's going to win? I don't think Red is going to win, and here's why. Our audience skews younger.
Mm-hmm.
At least so I'm told. And so I think it's going to be between Whitey and Tony La Russa. I personally, I think the world of Tony La Russa as a person. I think a great deal of him as a manager as well. But I would take Whitey Herzog. I think he won with less. And his style of baseball won with less. And it could have been should have been at least two championships in that time. And I don't blame him for the second one not taking place. And the third one was kind of crappy, too, when you think about that Metrodome. Mm-hmm. But I digress. Another question. I'm really excited about this one. I think this is going to be a good debate one. But I could be wrong. What is the most exciting moment? I'm talking about a split second. Nothing set up. None of that. Moment. Excuse me. It's classless. Howard Stern wannabe. What is the most exciting moment in St. Louis sports in the last 10 years? Now, these are the five that I've got listed, but you can come up with whatever you want. McGuire's 60-second home run. I don't think that's going to win. As a matter of fact, of the five I have here, I think it's been tainted. Watch your language.
That was the word I was going to go with, too.
Yeah, but you got to watch your language. FCC, religious right. With what's taken place over the last 7 months. B, Ricky Prohl's catch in the 2000 NFC Championship. C, Mike Jones' tackle. D, Jim Edmonds' Game 6 home run. E, Scott Rowland's Game 7 home run. I think I am going to vote, and it's tough here for me, because I'm sitting here thinking between two choices, and my two choices may surprise you. Ricky Prohl's catch, I think that was incredible, and as we go along in the show, I'll explain why I put that up there, and Edmonds' Game 6 home run. And I got to decide between the two. The Prohl's catch circumstances is what may push me toward choosing Ricky Prohl's catch. But I have a feeling that Mike Jones' tackle will win this. What do you think is going to win?
Well, the Jones' tackle won a Super Bowl.
I understand, and that's why it's the easy answer, and that's why it's not surprising that it comes from someone as moronic as you.
Edmonds' homer, Busch Stadium felt like it was going to fall down.
Yeah. When Rowland's home run, the building shook. I remember that. It's the only two times I've felt that building shake, and I've probably been to 1,000 games. Number three, which of the following is the most likely to be out of the St. Louis sports scene this time next year? A, Quinn Snyder. B, Mike Martz. C, Gary Pinkel. D, the Blues. You have to choose from one of those four. My vote, it's tough. It's between two, Quinn and Shoot and Fix. But I think Quinn's gone. Mm. I really do. What do you think's going to win?
Martz.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. I think Quinn's going to win. Number four, best movie of the 1990s. Now, this is along the theme of the Post-Dispatch listing, the top 10 movies of the 1990s. You can pick anything. This is what I have listed after doing a little research on the internets here before the program. Usual Suspects, Reservoir Dogs, Good Will Hunting, Titanic, Goodfellas, Silence of the Lambs, Matrix, Fight Club, Saving Private Ryan, Braveheart, Schindler's List, Truman Show, which was selected by the Post as being the number one movie, and that surprised me, but that's why I put it in one of the options. Remember the Titans, Sixth Sense, Friday, smoking that stuff, American Pie, and The Shawshank Redemption. What would you go with of those, Producer Joe?
Pulp Fiction.
I would go with Goodfellas.
I'm going to tell you, remembering the Titans didn't come out in the 1990s.
Well, then why was it listed on this website as being in the 1990s?
It didn't come out in the 1990s.
You know, I think you're right.
I guarantee it was, because I filmed it. I was an extra in it, and that was in the fall of 1999.
What is this thing with you being an extra in this movie?
I was an extra in the movie.
You were an extra in the movie?
Mm-hmm. It was filmed in Atlanta.
Shower scene.
Actually, coaching service scene in his office. I had to bring him a little lunch.
If I had
lunch.
To diagram that sentence, you could give me eternity, and I couldn't figure out what the hell
I know,
you
but it came out in 2000, fall of 2000.
So we can't count it
as 1990s. That was going to be a big getter. But
I also want to apologize to the listeners for that. So anyway, we're coming up with the would you here in the break, but you've heard the previous four questions for the August 26th exit poll, and you can follow and you can vote and you can discuss the exit poll at InsideSTL.com. You can call us for the exit poll. We'll be taking your phone calls the whole show. Tim McKernan, Producer Joe, Ann Carroll, and Kevin Slayton. You're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.